Hey, this is Dawn.
And this is Lana.
And you're listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age.
We improve with wine.
And guess what? It's only two of us today.
Oh my god, it's twice more of us.
And twice more wine. We got something fun for you.
Oh, we certainly do. You know, we've had some people, you know, show us this whole Halloween candy pairing with wine stuff, and I think Dawn picked probably the best of the bunch here.
Really? I picked you, Lana.
Exactly. That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah, we were inspired, and we thought, why not do one of these Halloween wine candy tasting things?
Yeah, and twist my arm.
Right, and
chocolate
so we went with the most recently posted, because I think it's got a really fun infographic, which you'll also see on the podcast page, and it was posted by Jenna Young.
Thank you, Jenna!
And it shows, like, all the different ways to drink wine with chocolate candy. Yay! And so...
And are they all red wines?
No, well, they are in our world, Lana.
So, I was going to get candy corn, then I realized we'd need a white wine with that. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, that would be gross.
I mean, except it does recommend things like dry whites, like Pinot Grigio, and they do recommend a Gewurz and a Chardonnay, but no.
You know, I'm just, except for, I don't know, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Generally, to me, that's more summer drinking, because the red's where it's at.
Red is always where it's at. So
always.
We have lots of snacks. We've got peanut M&Ms and peanut butter M&Ms. I think the very unfortunately deformed peanut butter Reese's pumpkin.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the shape of a pumpkin. This is so sad. It makes me happy.
Yeah, it kind of looks like, I don't know, it kind of resembles some, like, a vole got squished by a car. We have Starburst, Three Musketeers, Hershey's bars, Twix, Almond Joy, that also looks really deformed, but you know what?
Peanut butter Snickers, because peanut butter and chocolate is really wonderful, but these two Hershey's, there's the cookies and cream and the regular Hershey's milk chocolate, shaped like tombstones with these funny packaging.
Yes.
And so we'll talk about that.
Yeah, Lana just finally figured out which one of the packaging was, and it was Doug McGrave.
I had to think about it. It's such a bad pseudo pun.
It's a Bob Alberti pun.
Like I said, I'm like, how is that even? Yeah, it was one of those. Okay.
So we grabbed two wines. This is in the category of medium red and bold red. Our medium red is a Columbia Winery red wine. And Columbia Valley, do you forgive me?
We all know Columbia Valley is my favorite kinds of reds.
Yeah,
because I love you.
I love you too.
And then we also, for the bold red, got the Conquista Malbec from Argentina. An Argentinian Malbec, you almost can never go wrong. But what I'm really excited, it's an oak cask wine, and that makes Dawn happy.
Because it'll bite her back.
Exactly. So, should we start with the red blend?
Oh, twist my arm, honey.
You poor thing. Wait, we're at my house for this episode, so I get to open the bottle.
Oh, you're opening the bottle.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm tired now.
Apparently we need guests.
This is So Dawn has one of those, you know, more high-tech gadgets.
And it poops the cork out at the end.
It's a cork poop.
It's a cork pooper.
Perfect.
Perfect.
All right, here we go.
Oh, sure, pour yourself first. No
problem.
Gonna
hand it to you.
Yeah, right.
It's true. Watch me, you see? Now I'm not going to.
Yeah, only because I made a deal out of it.
Well, exactly. Okay, so I think we should try this one first. Give it a quick rating and then do it with the...
Okay.
Because it's a new wine for us on the podcast.
We're not at our usual spot. Usually we're in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And to date, we are in Dawn's dining room.
I know. I've never used this room before. It's neat.
It's got a beautiful tablecloth.
Oh, yes. It's an old sheet. All the fancy stuff goes on here.
Oh, wait. Look, Wasabi's part of the whole thing. She's She's washing her butt.
Yeah. This is as classy as it gets around here. Super.
Don Krasnowski house.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to look at the color of this wine, but it's a little hard to tell.
Yeah.
You've got overhead lighting.
Yeah.
It's be like Tim Urin, because we can't have a podcast without Tim
talking
Urin.
About Tim Urin, yep.
It's red.
It's red. Boy, is it red.
Yep. And let's look. Do we have legs? We're walking, we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got legs.
Sweet.
Yeah. This is a nice punch in the back of the throat, isn't it? I didn't expect that.
Yeah. A lot of fruit. But yeah, there's a little twist.
I'm excited to drink this.
Okay.
Here's to...
To us.
To us.
Oh, love
there
it.
There we go.
That's great.
Cheers.
Salut.
It's good, I say.
This is super good.
This is
wonderful.
This is complicated.
What's it is in for, it? For a table, I mean, red. That is really
so what reds are in this?
It's baby? A blend of Cabernet Syrah, mm-hmm.
The grape we introduced to Washington State. Apparently someone's got a chip on their shoulder about that. And Merlot. It's wondrous.
And usually the two, we don't usually like Syrah, but the Cab and the Merlot. And that's the funny thing. You've got that lovely, that dryness, the mm-hmm. little twist from the Cab,
mm-hmm.
and the real fruitiness from the Merlot at the same time.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite, hands down, one of my favorite red blends I've ever had. I mean, to me, I even like this more than Apothic Red. I know, sacrilege.
Interesting. Well,
it's a little bit more complex, that's all.
Yeah, it has a drier finish, mm-hmm. which a really fruity wine really needs. I can't believe I'm saying that.
I know. Well, I mean, not that I know, but I'm just like, I'm super excited with you on that.
No, it's a little cork, big deal.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's a little fiber in my wine.
Woo-hoo.
Super.
Now, according to the info that Jenna Young posted on us from Mental Floss, we should be doing...
Because you really should floss between your neurons.
Sometimes I have to. We should be doing this medium red with Snickers, Kit Kat, and regular M&Ms.
We don't have regular Hershey. M&Ms.
Yes. And Hershey's.
And our Snickers are peanut butter, so hopefully that's the same thing.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Hey, what about the cookies and cream?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, cookies and cream, I always think are...
Extra sound effects today.
How would you say that in French? Cookies is... I don't remember.
Excuse me, they probably call it American.
here's the deal. I took French in the 8th grade. Like, that's going to get me anywhere anyway.
Okay. So, white chocolate.
With bits of...
Cookie in it.
Mm-hmm. So it's cheap white chocolate besides.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, this is really great chocolate.
So it's essentially wax.
It's wax. If it didn't have the chocolate bits in it, I'd be sad.
Well, have you ever had a white chocolate Easter bunny?
Mm-mm. Oh my god, try it with the wine. Seriously, okay. This is...
Well, why? Okay.
Yeah, like, the chocolate's like, meh.
Mm.
It works. Do you like it?
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm. No, you need to decide now.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't suck.
Mm-mm. It tastes way better with the wine.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a real fan of white chocolate.
I'm not either. But...
But, you know, it was one of the... Okay, so I get those big, huge... I get those bags full of lots of stuff.
Exactly. That's the best way to do it.
And I try to get the good stuff because, you know, if there's any leftover, I don't want that circus peanut crap.
That's why I take stuff to my office and just dump it off on my lady.
We still have Halloween candy from last year. We have like a third of a bag still in the basement. No, it's like we're done. We put it in the basement.
Why?
And when... Because I don't eat much chocolate at all. I don't eat much sweets. And every once in a while, though, it's like, oh, for F's sake, I need... And I go downstairs and I take a couple. And literally, and my mom comes and visits. And then she has some. And... And literally, it has lasted us the whole effing year.
Well, I'm happy you have replenishment. Should we try the Kit Kat?
Oh, let's.
Yeah, okay, so the Kit Kat's considered one of the chocolates we should be having with this type of wine.
I like Kit Kats.
I do, too.
They're kind of junky.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
So,
we are what we eat. So, enjoy the sound of us chewing Kit Kats. It sure is a Kit Kat.
It tastes like cheap chocolate with some crunchy stuff.
Which has its place in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now we'll try this.
We're going to try this.
With wine.
You're going to try this with the wine, Luna?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You still thinking?
What do you think?
I haven't tried the wine yet.
Well, try the wine yet.
Because I'm eating the Kit Kat.
Well, you can do both at the same time.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Oh, I'm already getting flipped off. Yay!
Hey, the bird's flying early tonight.
Woohoo! Yeah, well, we'll work up to the double bird.
It's still a Kit Kat. Yeah. After I've tried some wine.
I don't see the point other than,
no,
let's get drunk while we eat Kit Kats.
Yeah. This isn't doing it for me.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, there's really not much to work with on that one.
No, I agree with you. So I guess the next thing we can try is... We could try, like, the regular Hershey's chocolate.
Okay.
Instead of the white chocolate.
The Rick Amortis.
Oh, God.
This is really cute that they're even... The chocolate itself is stamped, you know, as a tombstone with, like, a hand coming out of the ground.
Like,
happy Halloween. Have I mentioned that Halloween is my favorite holiday?
I think you've mentioned that.
Probably about a bazillion times.
But I like that, though. Okay. So now we're eating the Hershey's chocolate.
Hershey chocolate.
Oh, yeah. That is Hershey's chocolate.
Uh-huh.
You know, what's interesting, Hershey's chocolate is my mother's favorite chocolate, and all she wants is the plain, regular Hershey's chocolate.
She grew up in Germany, where they have good chocolate.
But not when she was growing up.
Oh, that's true.
Because my mom...
Timing is everything.
Yeah, my mom was born during World War II, and in school, they would get chocolate delivered to them, usually by the Americans or the French. And if it was the Americans, it was Hershey's chocolate. And they would have a bar of it, and they had to sit and eat the entire bar before they were allowed to leave, because otherwise the chocolate could be sold on the black market. And
wow.
I know, isn't this interesting?
That is so bizarre.
So this is my theory on why it's my mom's favorite chocolate, is because it was like one of the coolest things that they got at the time.
Such an emotional content.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Well, she won't eat anything else. She thinks it's all crap. Which I think is hysterical, because I think Hershey's is crap. No, you just tried the wine with the Hershey's, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again.
I'm not sure yet.
I'm hoping for a better outcome.
So I think we've already proven... I mean, we are wine snobs, but not like in the, it has to be a $20 bottle or forget it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's great $7, $8 bottles.
Big House Red is one of my favorites. That's my go-to red blend.
I think, though, we're starting to prove that we're chocolate snobs. Okay, so anyways, how is it with the wine?
Crap. I'm sorry, should I have said that before? What do you think? I mean, seriously. It tastes like shit.
Yeah. And actually, I hate to say it.
That makes it worse.
The Hershey's with the wine actually kind of tastes like vomit in my mouth. You know, like, you get like the after... You know what I'm talking about?
Unfortunately, yes.
I know. It's like,
you know, it's making my stomach hurt a little bit.
Oh man, it's kind of got that after vomit taste. I don't think I
yeah.
can.
Okay, I need water.
Yeah, I think we need. I'm afraid, Jenna. Why didn't you test this chart before sending it on to us? We blame Jenna.
Yes.
Damn it, Jenna.
Jenna's up there with Duck now.
Although Duck Washington, who told us about the frozen wine concept, he said he he got some. So that he can regain his honor with us. That's not Duck's words. Those are my words.
The only way he's regaining his honor with me is if he picks up a batlek and fights me. I'm sorry. I mispronounced that. Let me do it in the Klingon. Batlek.
Yes. Well, a good thing I've got one upstairs. So, you know, in case we need to. Duck, the challenge is laid down. Wow. I'm afraid.
Okay, what's freaking next?
I'm afraid.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, we had the Kit Kat, and we haven't had the Snickers yet. So,
we have peanut butter Snickers, so hopefully then, you know.
Who knows at this point? And it's supposed to be M&Ms as well. Snickers and M&Ms.
Okay, we have peanut M&Ms and peanut butter M&Ms.
Uh-huh. Let's dive in.
You can tell that I like peanut butter, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm taking a peanut butter M&M. I'm sorry, a peanut M&M. And I picked the blue one because that's what I would pick.
I guess usually I'd take the red, but because I don't like the color orange, except at Halloween. Orange is really the color of pumpkins, autumn leaves, and ginger cats. I don't see the point of orange any other time.
You've got some good... hard choices going on, don't you?
You know, I can be judgy about color. I'm not really judgy about a whole bunch of things.
Except for chocolate.
Well, and the sad thing is, I don't eat much chocolate. And so I kind of lose my taste for it. And then I come back to it and go, well, that was hardly worth it.
Well, why don't you pop one? Because now I've eaten mine.
Pop one.
And I've had some of my wine.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have opinions?
I'd like to hear yours first.
It's not as bad.
The peanut saves
opinion.
It. Yeah, I think anything that distracts from the chocolate with the wine saves it. So I have great hopes for all the peanut butter flavored stuff.
Should we move to the peanut butter Snickers?
And, yes, please.
And then we're going to have to try
this.
Oh, and
these are bite size.
Okay, so that means we can only eat half. Okay. Working on my...
Oh, you're fine, because seriously, mm-hmm. this is putting my stomach on edge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're not used to this much sugar?
Well, that. But also, it's crap.
Did you try with the wine already?
No! I just bit into it. I do?
No, I haven't
yet. Oh, look, you sliced it with a very nice knife.
I did.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
And I actually thought it turned out really cool, so mm-hmm. You never know. I don't know. It's art. Andy Warhol would do it and make millions.
No, that doesn't suck as bad.
Not pretty bad.
And I think it's the nougat, because I like saying the word nougat. It sounds bad.
Nougat saves the day.
I love things that just sound kind of funny.
Nougat. Of course you do.
That's nougat. Why you like the name Steve.
Love you, Steve. Have fun running a marathon tomorrow. That's weird.
What time is it? He's probably already asleep.
Good boy.
Yeah, you're right. The peanut butter Snickers is not as bad with this wine.
It doesn't suck as bad.
No, it doesn't.
But it really makes me notice how crappy Hershey's is.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, at least we don't have Willy Wonka chocolate. Have you ever had Willy Wonka chocolate?
I didn't know that was an actual thing.
It was. I don't think it should exist in the world, or maybe...
Where do you find this?
I only found it at the gas station. It was, I know.
But you know, like, at the gas station
chocolate, you know, aisle. I know.
But, I mean, it's like, I love the idea of a Willy Wonka chocolate. Like, you know, to capture all that essence and that fun. And I can't remember what flavor I got, but it looked...
Oh, and flavored chocolate really generally is the worst.
Yeah.
That never works.
But it was like, I don't know, it was supposed to be this whimsical, and it just was enraptured with the idea, and
whimsical
I bought it.
Whimsical gas station chocolate. Yeah, I see how that would work.
And I tried it, and it was just wax. It's like, this is crap, and why would anybody buy this? And maybe that's why I don't see it at the gas station anymore. So,
we had most of the fine chocolatier near you.
Well, right. Okay, so
what's next?
I don't know. So, we tried Hershey's and peanut butter Snickers and Kit Kat and the white
and M&M
stuff. And we haven't had any Twix yet. Should we have Twix?
Does that go with this wine?
Technically, no.
Okay.
We should wait until the next one. But,
okay.
And well, Three Musketeers is actually not on this list at all, so maybe we should eat that.
Let's do Three Musketeers, because usually they suck, period.
I like Three Musketeers.
Do you?
I do.
It's like, I'd like to have a little chocolate and then something that looks like chocolate, but isn't.
Chocolate fluff?
Yeah, it doesn't really taste like chocolate, and it's like, this is made for women who are dieting and want to feel like they're eating chocolate, but they're not.
Well, it is a lower calorie.
Exactly.
No, I like it because I like the texture. The texture makes me happy.
I'm having visions of what that texture is and how that relates to the real world. And I can't say it here.
Well,
I could, but we'd have to cut it out.
Well, it kind of reminds me of, like, accident foam or something, you know, like when something is going to crash and they like foam the runway. That's what
I was thinking of,
like.
Something else that's not quite foamy, but
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying the wine now.
Okay.
After eating.
All right, you do that. I'm going to eat some more of this because it's going to make me sick.
That's not bad. And maybe my standards are really low now.
The fluffy stuff absorbs the wine. And then you bite down on it and then the inside of it tastes like wine.
Mmm. I want to try that.
Hey, alright.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna keep it in your mouth and then stick the wine in your mouth.
Okay. So keep it in your mouth and swallow. and then chew on the...
Oh my god. It's like bursting with wine juice flavors.
Yeah.
That's curious.
Curious things. Curious goods.
Yep.
Curious goods.
It's a good thing we're doing.
That was from Friday the 13th, the series.
Was it?
Wasn't the store called Curious Goods?
I have no idea.
Well, you know, Friday the 13th, the series, it's Halloweenish.
It is.
They were hunting down cursed objects.
Oh, Sam and Dean?
No. I can't remember their names. It was so long ago. But I'm sure everybody else who's a big old sci-fi nerd knows, and you can put your comments on our website.
Yeah, please do, because this is essential stuff.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And what stomach-churning combination is next?
I don't know.
I don't like this game anymore.
I want to stop.
So frozen wines, my mouth was objecting. Mm-hmm. And my stomach felt a little acidic, but actually my belly hurts already.
Oh boy.
And you know what? As a kid,
yeah.
Well, not even as a kid, even a few years ago when I ate more sugar, mm-hmm. I put away a lot of sugar without my belly hurting, but this has to be the combination going on.
I don't know.
I don't. But I assume that we're going on to the other wine.
Should we rate the wine though, at least?
No, we could do that. What do you think, honey?
Well, now that my taste buds have completely been wrecked by the crap we were just putting on our mouth.
My taste buds have been hosed and run away.
Yeah, they're just like, I'm out. Run away. Screw you.
Run away. Chocolate's dynamite.
It's not chocolate. It's so dry. Okay. I really like this wine.
Yeah.
When we first tried it and opened it up and had a sip of it, like, it makes me happy. This is a 4. I mean, I guess we should tell everybody what our rating system is, though.
Okay, so it's 1 to 5, one being the lowest. One is, I wouldn't drink that if they were handing it out free at Renfest.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, and by the way, the more you drink of it, Lana, the better it tastes. That's not number 2.
Almost every wine in the galaxy.
It gets rid of the horrible chocolate flavor.
Yeah, but we're going to put more in.
I know. But number 2 is, it's like a vinegar salad dressing. Put on your salad, it tastes good.
3 is wedding appropriate wine. They're handing it out at a wedding. You drink it, but you wouldn't remember it the next day, unless you had too much.
Mm-hmm. Never done that before.
No.
Number 4 is, this is a bottle I wouldn't mind drinking all by myself.
Yes. And 5 is,
I would tap that vintner's cask. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I already spilled my number. It's a 4. This is a bottle I'd happily drink and not share with anybody else.
I have to say that in the last year, my taste in wine has changed greatly.
Ooh.
And I'm not liking the fruitier wines half so much. They just seem a little too
flamboyant.
Cherry, a little almost syrupy, it's sickening, like cough syrup to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to believe that's because my taste is maturing, but maybe I'm just getting to be an old fogey about wine.
Your taste buds have thoroughly given up the ghost and they've all died, which is also a possibility.
I don't think they've died. Maybe. Oh, here's what I really choose to believe.
Uh-oh.
That they're becoming so educated. Get that. Educated. That they're more discerning.
Mm-hmm.
This is my choice in beliefs.
Yay, choices.
And, I'm going to take that to the grave. So, let me try this again.
Yeah, keep trying it until you get a score.
Double bird.
Yay, there it is.
I do like it, but the more I drink it, the more I'm tasting the sweet cherry.
Okay.
And so it's one glass is great. I think if you started on a second glass, maybe not you. I'm you're drinking your second glass.
As I'm drinking my second glass. It tastes better.
It tastes so much better when you've had 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think a second glass would make me go, that was a bad choice. So I'm gonna put it at a 3.5.
A 3.5?
Yeah.
Totally legit.
Too legit to quit.
This is the part of the podcast where, so Wasabi is my little gray cat and she's sleeping and she also snores.
Ooh.
So I'm going to pick up the microphone and bring it over to Wasabi so we can get some snore action.
Kitten snores.
Kitten snores are so cute.
Yeah, I can't stand it when the cat snores. It kind of just blows my mind.
Cats are the cutest thing on the face of the planet.
They are. Yay, cats are awesome.
They're way cuter than human beings.
Yeah.
And I've spent so much time with Sinja because he was sick, and I'm nursing him back to health and trying to get him to gain weight. He's gotten so many belly rubs.
Aww.
This cat's belly, by right, should be bald.
Yes.
But he has started making little cooey sounds.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. He kind of purr, and he starts to almost coo. Missy used to coo. This is a cat that I'd had for 16 years. But to see this big, kind of hulking boy cat with his legs spread out like he's a playgirl centerfold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my brain just kind of like explodes inside my head.
Yeah, it's cute.
Okay, what do we got to drink now, baby?
Okay, we're moving on to the second bottle, the Conquista 2013 Malbec Argentina. This is the oak cast. This is the one I'm super excited about.
It's going to bite me like a vampire, isn't it?
I don't know, but that's a really good bringing into the theme, Lana. Congratulations.
You know, I do my best.
Yeah. Okay. So, here we go. Madam.
Pour moi.
Oh, my God. What a lovely color.
What a lovely sound.
Oh, man.
I will point out that I have not... So, it's Friday night. I haven't had any alcohol since...
I don't know.
Sunday night.
Are you sick?
No. I just decided to sort of, like, eat super healthy and clean and...
I'm not talking to you.
But generally speaking, if I go 5 days without wine... Then I really appreciate that glass of wine.
Yeah. Well, what was it like last season when I gave up wine for Lent? And he was like, oh, God, wine. I miss it so much.
Oh, that first glass is just heaven at that point. Okay, so this seems a little more burgundy.
Yeah. I was going to say, yep. It's definitely more burgundy-y.
It's less dark and less dense than the other one.
But it still has, you know, minor legs.
It's got BB legs. It's got centipede legs.
It's got BB legs.
Mm, oh. It smells so good.
This actually smells better to me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have that. Okay, let's phlegm. Use your Jacobson organ as if you had one.
Yeah, oh no, I like this one.
Ooh, it's less jammy, less fruity, less cherry.
But I mean, to me, I can smell the wood in it. I can smell the wood in my wine.
Yeah.
Yep. Trick or treat.
Woody.
Yep. Yeah, I like that.
There's only one smell that I like better than that, and that's that yeasty, bready smell.
Because
that drives me wild. But this smells pretty good.
I feel like I'm getting
good.
Drunk just smelling this one. I like it.
Well, it might have been the glass of wine we had with our pizza.
I have no idea what you're talking about. We're professionals.
Because you know, it's not a wine tasting if Lana and Don don't have pizza and wine before.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. Yeah, but anyways, should we toast this one up? Happy Halloween, Lana.
To Halloween.
To Halloween.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Mm. Oh, shit.
This is what an oak cask is all about.
You know what that sounded like?
What?
It sounded like the monster from Young Frankenstein.
That's totally what I was channeling. Thank you for picking it up.
Absolutely. Oh, well, you know, we're in a theme here.
Oh, we totally are. Would you like it?
Oh, God, yes.
I know. This is wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this makes me so happy. You definitely get that crack of the cask, like on the... To me, it hits me on the back, on the sides of my tongue.
Mm. Now, this is like shooting up my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there's a bit of a pucker. My tongue is cleaving to the roof of my mouth just a little bit, but mostly in the front not in the back. See, I think it's when the back of my tongue shoots to the roof and says, no, I'm afraid. That's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign. Now, this doesn't have like all the buttery vanilla that I'm used to with a Malbec, but this is... Because I think the oak cask took it out, but I think this is wonderful.
You know, one of the reasons why I think I like it so much
is
it's totally blowing that cheap chocolate taste out of my mouth. So if we had this first with pizza and no chocolate, I might have said, you know, I don't need this. This is Dawn's choice. Fine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, yeah, I'll drink it, but... I'm appreciating it for its obliteration of the crap.
Yep, this is good. So should we put some crap in and see what happens?
Oh, God, do we have to?
Oh, yes. Let's go to the M&M and try it with that.
The peanut M&M's or the peanut butter M&M's?
According to the chart, it's just supposed to be plain chocolate, so let's just...
We don't have that.
No, I know.
Because apparently I buy very... exciting things.
Oh, I grabbed the blue one again. That's so interesting.
Color me surprised.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm eating a peanut butter M&M. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I sure am eating this peanut butter M&M.
Actually, the peanut butter's pretty okay for candy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The candy we have here.
And then I drink. Oh! I don't think that sucks at all.
Meh.
No, compared to the other sugar.
Yes. Compared to the other, yes. I agree with you. The peanut M&M is not horrific. It's better.
It's better than crap.
Yep. And we also have... Should we try it with the Almond Joy?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try it with the Almond Joy now.
I will say that the almond is exceedingly off-center.
Oh, so is mine.
Well, you know, I think maybe... Are they supposed to be that way?
Oh.
They look like they are like submarines or something, don't they?
Ooh, they look like baby aliens in bed. Or submarines, you're right. It's a submarine.
I think I've been watching too much Arrow.
Nah. You know, these things are gross.
Oh, God.
Almond joys are just gross.
Okay. I like coconut, but this is...
Oh.
How much... corn syrupy stuff have they mashed with that coconut.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I forget what it was like to be a kid. You know, I remember having plain flaked coconut as a kid, thinking it was terrible because it wasn't sweet enough.
God, that's awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so drink some wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it got worse.
Whatevs. I'm throwing it on the paper towel.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well...
Yep.
Now we know what not to get each other for the holidays is Almond Joy bars.
I actually have something for you for a holiday gift already.
I already have something for you too.
Yeah.
I got two things for you. Okay.
Actually, I think I got a birthday card for you too. That's not until July. Okay, what's next?
Twix? Should we do the Twix? No, the Twix is supposed to be paired. I mean, we did eat the Almond Joy, you know, out of bravery, because that's not on the chart. Maybe we should...
Do we get points for originality or something?
Oh, of course we do. We
okay, fine. That's good. Mm-hmm. Now, see, if I haven't had any chocolate, and I'm craving chocolate, oftentimes a Twix is good, but this might just be, yes, it's all crap chocolate, and stop it now.
Mm, it might be.
Okay, I can't believe
it. Cheers. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like Twix, though.
I mean, there's a lot of cookie and caramel to distract you from the fact that the chocolate is sucky.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know what? The chocolate isn't as sucky as some of the other.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But if I'm going to go pick up the chocolate bar, I mean, it could be a Twix, and it could be a Three Musketeers, and it could be a Snickers. I also accidentally bought a peanut M&M share pack.
Freak is that?
It's big and I ate it all by myself.
I shared it with myself.
Mm-hmm. I shared it with myself over 2 days.
That's all I could. It took 2 days? I'm impressed you lasted that long.
Yeah, it was a big mistake to leave it in my car. Because it was just like, driving. Okay, so.
What did that sound like? Exactly.
Oh, hey. That's not bad. I don't know if my standards are really low now.
Yes, they are. But hold
on. The Twix with the Malbec, and give it a little bit of time, too. It works. Super low standards.
Again, you know what it is? Mm. So it's the filler component. It's the cookie. The cookie is interacting with the wine and liking it. So really, if we just had some sort of vanilla wafer cookie, that would be great. Because I think the chocolate and the caramel are less successful. But you know what?
I kind of dig the caramel with
that. I really, really love shortbread.
Oh, I do too.
When it comes to cookies, that's sort of it for me.
This was working.
I blame my Scandinavian upbringing.
Curse you.
Okay.
The Reese's pumpkin. I don't know if you'd hear that in podcast land. The quotation marks around pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Because
it's supposed to be pumpkin shaped, but it's...
It's...
Picture a bunch of little candies in a bag that has been, you know, essentially traversed the whole width of the nation and then has survived my shopping cart.
Oh, yeah. This looks really attractive.
This is... I remember Reese's tasting better than this.
Well, you have gotten more refined in your tastes.
Maybe I'm just so used to the hard chocolate edges on the cup.
Mm-hmm. I do like
I think it's texture. A texture thing. Mm-hmm. And this is just melting all the freak over my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know why M&M's have candy coating, even though I don't like the taste of it. Wow, I am just anti-American, apparently.
Evidently.
Okay, I'm gonna brave this with the wine.
Brave it, and then have the wine, because I just did.
Oh, God, I'm so looking forward to this.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
It makes me really, really sad. This is like an old abandoned house.
Is it haunted?
With a yellowed, tattered, fly-stained roller shade.
Oh.
That's broken. That's what that tastes like.
Oh, I think it makes me super angry because this is a really good bottle of wine, and it actually neutralized all the taste of the wine.
So I'm gonna drink a whole bunch of water.
Oh, that's gonna me too. We're gonna both drink water.
Swish it around in my mouth.
Get all the faux chocolate.
Faux chocolate.
Off my hands. Yeah, I'm trying to bring up the quality of this whole debacle.
Oh, man.
No, I do like the word debacle, though.
I don't blame you.
It really does apply.
It does.
Okay, pour me more wine.
Yeah.
Why do you guys post this on our...
Why do you hate us?
Why do you hate us so much?
Jenna Young
and everybody else who posted stuff like this on the Facebook.
You have, surpassed Duck Washington in the crapitude of the suggestion. Until this moment, I loved you dearly.
Wow.
And now I am cursing.
Oh, man.
Cursing your chocolatey name.
I mean, what? I mean, Cedius did this to us.
Yeah, well, Cedius, you know.
Well, yeah, I know.
Because he likes us to suffer.
Oh, God, this was just awful.
Okay, kids, we have suffered, so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night, when, you're handing out chocolate to the kitties, and you've got the obligatory glass or two of wine with you to keep you from...
Keep you warm.
And keep you company, keep you from strangling somebody.
Oh.
Don't try the crappy chocolate with the wine.
No, don't ruin your wine.
This is a public service message. It truly is.
I don't know how to say this. Without becoming really emotional. It's okay, Lana. I'm holding you. I'm holding you. Let it out. It's okay. You're in the safe tree.
I'm emotionally scarred.
Yeah. Screw you guys.
Yeah, this sucks.
Well, we still haven't tried this with Starburst.
And we're not going...
Oh,
I'm not going to.
Oh, come on.
I don't like Starburst to begin with.
Neither do I.
There's
a strawberry and cherry flavored one. These
are
the best ones.
Okay, if you cut it in half...
I will.
Oh, wait, so which one is which?
That's cherry, this one's strawberry.
Cut the strawberry one in half. I really hate anything that's tart.
I don't think these are tart.
To me, they are.
Wow, your taste buds are weird.
I know.
Did you use your knife yet?
No, I haven't.
Use your knife, okay.
So growing up, there were only a couple of non-chocolate candies I liked. Banana Laffy Taffy.
Oh, no one likes that.
I do. I still do.
So a little frightening. Weird.
And then there were a couple hard candy, and you know, like root beer barrels, and
those are gross too.
And hard butterscotch.
Okay, I like those.
And watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
Those are good too. Now, this is my favorite flavor of Starburst. It's a strawberry one. These make me happy. But you know what? Describing like your childhood favorite, like chocolates and stuff or candies, really explains why our taste in wine is so completely different from each
other. What did you like?
Anything that wasn't cherry flavored, because cherry is gross.
I agree with you there.
I liked Rolos. I had a strong emotional connection to Rolos.
Emotional connection?
Mm-hmm.
When you first experienced them, was it a good thing in your life?
It was one of those times where I...
Ooh, tell me, what is going on?
Yes.
My mom and I were out somewhere, and I asked if I could get Rolos. You know, like at the checkout line, you know, because it's all like kids' eye level. Is the candy.
But
she let me have some, which was like amazing. And apparently I stuck them in my pocket. I don't think that was the wisest thing to do at the time.
Chocolate and caramel in a hot pocket.
In a pocket. But then that night there was a tornado and we all had to go sleep in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember waking up in the middle of the night being hungry and I was like, crap, I got Rolos in my pocket. And I ate them.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love how different foods and stuff have an emotional connection to a specific action in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about hard butterscotch? What is that? Does that have something for you, or the banana Laffy Taffy?
You know, I don't think there's a particular memory with those.
Hmm.
Although I think my my mom and my grandfather used to always have. My mom likes those, and maybe that's why I like them. I don't know.
That makes sense.
But yeah, this doesn't suck. This isn't. For some reason, I'm probably I don't eat candy very often, and I'm confusing them because I don't have kids, so I don't have much candy in the house. Because my husband's a marathoner, and he's like ultra healthy. Holy shit! Yes, his idea of a great afternoon snack is eating a couple of green peppers. Actually, it was a good snack.
Hey, that's not bad.
It's not.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Please do.
So I just ate the strawberry Starburst, and I had some of the wine, the Malbec.
Oh God, you lied!
Happy Halloween!
Trick or treat,
you know what? Every swear word that you know, let's apply it to Dawn. Because she's freaking evil. She tells me she loves me, and then she abuses me.
I love you, Lana.
Lie. No. You're such a lying bitch.
Ta-da! She has hands.
You know what? When we turn off the mic, I'm gonna beat her senseless.
I saw it in her eyes. Oh,
no. If you've ever seen my biceps, you know I can do it.
I'm gonna run upstairs and get the bat lift.
I've got one too.
So we tried a bunch of crap.
And then tried wine with it, and it was crappier.
It was crappier, but I mean, but it wasn't the wine, obviously. I mean, the wine was good before we started putting the crap into it.
So, I think the lesson, and there's always a lesson.
There's always a lesson, is that Lana will beat the crap out of you.
Well, that goes without saying on any given day. Because I'm an angry bitch. No. Yes, but other than that. That crappy chocolate gets crappier when you put it with wine.
I think that's the lesson learned.
There is no magic cheese in crap chocolate.
Nope. Zero magic cheese.
Oh, Joshua, where are you when we need you?
Now I just ate one of the cherry Starbursts because I like those too, and now I'm going to try some of the white. Oh, that's actually not bad.
Shit again.
I lied. It's still later. That's awful. Don't eat it. Don't try it.
Yeah, she loves every single one of you more than she loves me. That is the truth of the matter.
That is the truth of the matter.
Oh, and now Sushi is washing her butt. Because it's Friday night. It's time to wash your butt.
Yeah, well, speaking of what I need to do next.
I was going to say something, but, you know.
But, well, I mean, we tried two actually very good wines.
It's hard to remember because my mouth is, and my belly is unhappy.
Yeah, this is
Don't do this.
This was awful. So it's Columbia Winery. They're a red blend. It's called, I think, Composition.
That is a freaking weird name.
I think so, but it does make sense for a red blend. Composition.
It's pretentious. It's all get out.
It's because it's the font that makes it pretentious.
Yeah, it looks like it's some piece of art, which it's not.
No. And then Conquista, the Argentina Malbec red. I think my tongue is broken right now from all the
mine
crap.
Gave up.
Yeah.
Mine ran away.
The Argentina Malbec, it's the oak cast. It's absolutely lovely. I think we can rate at least the Malbec before we destroyed any.
You know what? Let me try. Okay, we're gonna
do this. I think this is more of like a, instead of rinsing our mouth out with water, we need to rinse it out with like vodka or something to really, you know, get it back to base zero. I don't know.
Well, now it tastes like vinegar after the Starburst.
Oh, I know. What a sad thing.
God, that sucks.
I know. Ta-da! I mean, if I remember what it was like before we started doing the crappy chocolate, I would definitely give this a 4 as well. I know, I give it a 4.5, because I thought this was an excellent bottle of wine. But I'm an idiot for oak cask anything.
You're definitely an idiot for something. Mostly for making me suffer. I think before, I was going to give it like a 3.5 and change, but
which
right about
because
now...
Because Malbecs aren't your favorite.
Right now, it just tastes like vinegar.
It does. It tastes horrible. You can't... I can't...
And it tastes like about a 2.7, so...
Yeah, I'd give it a 2.
So I'm sure it's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do the math. What is a 3.75 and a 2.7? You know, it's pretty much a 3.05 at that point.
Yeah.
I did math. Yay. After all of this. Oh. It's probably wrong. It's okay.
So we tried these for you guys, and it sucked. We don't recommend this unless you hate other people and you make them do it.
Or you're having a really bad Halloween.
Oh,
they have to be a really bad Halloween.
Yeah. Well, this is the kind of thing that would happen when you when all of the kids, all the beggars are gone, and you got some more grown-ups come over, and everybody brings a bottle of wine, and you just go, what should we eat? Oh, well, we got this kid's candy, and...
Oh, it's like one of those, like, you don't want them to be there, so you bring out the kid's candy.
I've never been that mean to somebody who stops by my... Now I know.
Now you know.
Now you know. If you come over to Don's house and he brings out the kid's candy...
You'll know. No, if you come over to my house and I bring out the vacuum and start vacuuming, that means I want you to leave.
You did that at your birthday party.
Well, it was only because confetti was everywhere and Sushi Cat was eating it. But no, I've had parties. It's the best way to end a party that when people don't leave is you get out the vacuum and you start vacuuming right next to them. But anyways, so that's another day. I guess the short and short of this is don't ruin your wine with crappy chocolate.
Don't ruin your day with crappy chocolate.
Don't, because we ruined two very good bottles of wine.
And you know what? We had really good pizza before this and we were really happy with life.
I'm not happy anymore. I'm sad now. Well, anyways, thank you for listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age. We improve with wine.
Except with bad chocolate.
We cry.
Hey, Dawn, wait a second.
What?
What are we doing next time?
I thought, why don't we finally do what you've always wanted to do and do, do.
Are you going to
ciders? Yes. You want to do ciders. Because it's nice and it's fall, and ciders is what it's all about. And then hopefully, ciders. If we do ciders, then we get to do the topic I want to do for December.
And that is?
Mulled wines.
Speaking of stomach aches.
Speaking of two podcasters who actually do love each other.
And how we prove it is by tormenting each other. It's like we're married.
It's like we're little sisters or something.
We are.
I love you. I'm going to bug you to death. Okay.
Theme song. Hey, Chad, when are we going to get a theme song?
Theme song. This is crappy chocolate theme song.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.